WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 78 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Each summer, the Texas A&M System Board of Regents brings in the leaders of the universities and system agencies to review budgets for the next fiscal year, which is about to begin. The leaders of the flagship campus and the Health Science Center both told the Regents a continuing issue to increase enrollment is reducing the ratio of students to faculty. A&M President Michael Young told the Regents it's something he promised the new provost, who is coming to Aggieland from Michigan, which has a much lower ratio.
If we went to the Michigan rate, we would have to double the size of our faculty. We would have to increase our faculty by 92%.
Dr. Carrie Byington at the Health Science Center says they have 6 times the students per faculty member compared to other centers.
We're currently at 12.813 students per faculty member. However, in health science centers, this is usually much closer to 2 faculty members per student.
Byington says the College of Medicine has 168 faculty members when it should have 1,600. Nearly 1,200 local businesses were visited March 30th by nearly 200 volunteers from the Chamber of Commerce to gauge the economic climate. The results of the annual Chamber Day survey were announced at this week's County Commission meeting. Chamber President Glenn Brewer says the vast majority expects a better year this year.
81% expect the local economy to go up, and only 3% expect our local economy to decrease in the coming year.
Brewer says sales are doing as well this year as 2016.
You can say that 57% said that they had increased, 13% had decreased, and 26% stayed the same. Looking back in previous years, you know, we had had in 14 and 15 around 66% saying that sales had increased, and we had a dip last year, and we were kind of wondering about that. You know, 1 year does not make a trend, but we said, let's see what happens next year, and we'll see. And you can see, I think that has kind of leveled out.
Almost half of local business owners expect to add employees this year.
In 2016, we had 45% said they expected an increase, and that's the same this year. Only 2% expect their employees to decrease, and so I think that's a very important number.
The only concern was 26% of those representing construction companies thought they were getting qualified applicants for what Brewer said was a growing number of construction jobs. The city of Bryan has a new Parks and Recreation Director.
We're pleased to announce the new Parks and Recreation Director is Linda Cornelius, who is anticipated to start on October 2nd. Linda is currently the Parks and Recreation Director at the City of Highland Village, and prior to her 7-year tenure there, she served as the Director of Parks and Recreation for the City of Bernie.
City Manager Keen Register also brought up her experience as a recreation superintendent in College Station. The City of Bryan has also announced a new manager at Coulter Field Airport. Brandon Reed is retired from the Air Force, most recently at the Pentagon, where he was a member of the Air Force Air Staff. Reed received his bachelor's degree at Texas A&M. He'll join the show this morning after the 8:30 news. Before this week's rainfall, Brazos County commissioners were told they were going to ask to bring back a burn ban. The county's deputy emergency management coordinator, Jason Ware, says the drought index, which goes up to 800, was at 666 before the rain.
Right around about 600 is where we really start tracking it. Anything over 500 is considered dry and is a potential fire danger. Conditions are definitely still dry, even though it's still wet. It'll dry out in a couple of days or so.
90 counties remain under a burn ban, according to the Texas A&M Forest Service. Among those are Robertson and Waller counties. A Texas Senate committee has approved a compromise bill designed to limit but not prohibit cities from blocking tree demolition on private property.
Governor Abbott says local tree ordinances are a violation of private property rights and are partly to blame for the skyrocketing price of new homes. But Dave Klontz, the former mayor of the Austin suburb of Westlake Hills, says that's a ridiculous argument.
Prohibiting the removal of large heritage trees is not a violation of your constitutional rights. It's not a taking. It's not eminent domain. It does not deny all economic benefit of your property is prohibited by the Constitution.
The compromise only blocks cities from preventing the removal of trees under 2 feet in diameter and caps, but does not outlaw mitigation fees. This may not be enough to avoid a gubernatorial veto. This is Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
Police commanders in Houston say order numbers taken from Whataburger restaurants cannot be used to highlight evidence at crime scenes. That's after concerns were raised that the orange-colored tents amounted to a police endorsement. Yesterday's announcement followed a shooting death last March where officers who were waiting for crime scene investigators wanted to mark bullet casings and other evidence and borrowed the order numbers from a nearby Whataburger. Photos of the markers received online attention. And the day after two men from Montgomery County drowned, there is a ban on entering the waters of San Luis Pass at the western end of Galveston Island. The request from the Brazoria County Sheriff's Office was approved by county commissioners, stating the pass is notorious for dangerous undercurrents that have claimed many lives who have ignored caution signs posted in the area. WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 8. It's 78 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at your local news around 8:30, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Get out into the country. Get out into the cool. Enjoy Peach Creek Vineyard, south of College Station. Now, they've got a pavilion out there that can be used for gatherings or reunions or weddings or just whatever kind of get-together that you'd like. You can rent that, and you know, you can cater it yourself, or the folks at Peach Creek can cater it for you. But here's the deal. If you become a member of the wine club there at Peach Creek Vineyards, you get a discount on renting that facility, and you get a discount on the wines. But really what Peach Creek Vineyards is about is an opportunity for you to get together with friends and just kind of kick back and enjoy yourself, whether it's a glass or a bottle of wine. Reds, whites, rosés, and specialty wines, all available at Peach Creek Vineyards. Wednesdays, they do a Wine Down Wednesday thing from 3 until 8. Board games, and again, you can bring your own. They've got some there for you to play, either in their air-conditioned tasting room or out on the deck. They've also got a fire pit, which is not that wonderful this time of year, but, you know, when it gets colder, it'll be fun to do that. The idea, get together with your friends and enjoy that. And if you've got a friend that is an enjoyer of wine, remember they have a lot of wine-centric gift items as well in the gift shop. This weekend, make some time to be there. They're open Tuesday through Sunday. You can get the exact hours and more information about Peach Creek Vineyards. Go to peachcreekvineyards.com.
Hi, I'm Jolene, and my father works at ASAP Equipment. Is your grass growing fast? Get one of the best lawnmowers in the world at ASAP Equipment.
Thank you, Jolene. ASAP Equipment is running 0% financing on all new Gravely mowers. With payments as low as $68 per month, you can cut your mowing time in half and not break the budget. ASAP Equipment is also a full-line steel dealer, so whether you need a new mower, line trimmer, blower, or chainsaw, call ASAP Equipment at 979-690-1106 or stop by 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road, south of the racetrack.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Shall we check some weather? Let's do that. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Hurricane Franklin's passed well to our south and entered Mexico. It's actually headed towards Mexico City. We're underneath high pressure, and we'll see sunshine along with some passing clouds today. Warms up. We're 95 to as warm as 100 in a few spots. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, 75 to 80. Sunshine returns tomorrow, highs 95 to 100. There'll be more sun Saturday, and it's hot. Highs 95 to near 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, we've talked about it back in the day, a long time ago. Used to go to the grocery store, and they had those big old cash registers. And the cash register person would actually have to punch the buttons manually and then hit this deal for the price. And what was amazing, I remember when I was a little kid, those ladies would talk to you while they were doing that, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it was
the multitask.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now, you know, my family moved from the Northeast, and we moved down to Corsicana.
Okay.
And that's so, you know, just your typical small
right.
kind of town. And my mom was amazed. I'll never forget telling me the story that the first time she went to the grocery store, to write a check to pay for groceries, which, again, was done, but sometimes not the most common, and especially in a small town. They had counter checks for every bank in town, and they would just hand you a checkbook for that bank, and then you could write a check.
Huh.
Yeah, no
wow.
kidding. Yeah, it was a different time.
Kind of crazy. Hey, because our texters or our listeners are so smart, we had one of them text in and say that the pink dolphins are albino.
Yes!
Cool. And that, what else do they say? Oh, but pink flamingos, that is because of their diet.
The shrimp thing.
Because of the shrimp and the crustaceans.
Cool. Yep. Well, anyway, there's a picture of it. It's up out of the water.
And it's pink. I thought maybe like, oh, it's going to have a little pink tint to it. Yeah. No, it looks like a Pepto-Bismol dolphin
it's jumping
out of the water.
Yeah. And again, that was in a ship channel in Louisiana.
Louisiana, yep.
So that's kind of fun.
I'm proud of myself for guessing that.
Yeah, good for you. There you are. So then we move forward in the checkout thing to now the barcodes and those people don't talk to you. And you can even check yourself out, right?
Yep.
So if you don't want to even deal with people, well, almost, then you can do it that way. But
yes,
now
please.
Walmart is taking it to the next step.
If you're always finding yourself in the slowest moving checkout lane, one retailer is working on a plan to allow you to head right to the exit. Walmart is again offering its Scan and Go app at select stores. With the app, you scan items with your smartphone as you put them in your cart. When you're done, you pay the total through the app, which will display your receipt to a greeter on the way out. The Scan and Go app was tested several years ago, but was discontinued after customers complained it was too difficult to use. The retooled smartphone app is currently being tested in 5 states, with plans to expand its use nationwide. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
I mean, assuming it is easy to use, that would be totally awesome, but I can see so many problems arising from this.
The biggest, I can see on a quick trip, so you need toothpaste and deodorant, bam, bam, done. That's great. But if you've got a whole grocery cart full of things and the greeter who, no offense, but is usually on the older side and maybe moving a little bit slower than your average person, and they have to go through and check your receipt, that's where it almost needs to be like a, the express lanes, 15 items or less.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like there needs to be a requirement there if that's what you're going
to
do.
Yeah, and the app needs to, for instance, make it 12. If you have more than 12 items, it then tells you you can't use the app any longer.
Something like that. Yeah. No, I mean, I think it's kind of cool. Like I said, if you're just running in for something quick, you don't want to deal with lines, and you can just, scan it and go. But yeah, there's already a lot of theft at Walmart. So I just feel like this is asking for more.
I just came up with the $1 million addition to that app. Once you hit 12 items, it sends your total to a register that you log into, and it says, I'm sorry, you can't continue with the app at this point, but from now on, at this point, anything else you buy, all you have to scan is that at the self-scanner.
Mm. That's complicated.
The thing is, I know that they, the other day.
Then you forget what you already scanned.
The other day, I went to the grocery-torium, and so I wasn't alone, but I went to the grocery-torium, and I left my wallet in my car, so I had to go out and get that. And what they did is they finished the transaction, and then they sent that total along with the basket to the courtesy booth, and then all I do is go over there, they bring that receipt up, and I pay for it over there.
Okay.
Which I thought was interesting.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure there are cases where people leave their checkbook or their credit card or their money in the car, and rather than hold up the people behind you, they electronically send it to the courtesy booth, and you pay there.
Yeah, that's I was kind of thinking something like that.
That
might be, but it's definitely going to result in some loss prevention issues.
Yes.
Because I know and I'm probably it's an ex facto sort of a situation, but I know I've accidentally walked out with something like on the bottom of my cart before and been like, whoops, bank error in my favor, I guess.
I hear that. So then there's this from Walmart. So a guy, and they didn't say where it was, but he goes into Walmart this week, and it is somewhere in U.S. America, and saw they'd put up a sign that said, quote, own the school year like a hero, and it was on top of a gun display.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah. yeah.
Can't do that.
Bad move. Bad move. Bad enough to actually have the back to school sign on a gun display.
Right.
But then to inadvertently suggest that kids use guns
to be heroes. Yeah. Excellent message right there.
Oh, anyway, the guy tweeted a photo of the display. Walmart quickly apologized, said that they'd have the sign removed.
Yeah. You know, I worry about our youth sometimes, then I realize, no, it's the adults that I worry about.
You're right. Exactly. Well, and again, that's. Good on that guy for doing that. They took care of it. Walmart has a lot of employees.
Right.
It doesn't mean that they're all Einsteins.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
While we're talking about guns, the TSA says that it has confiscated 96 guns during the last week of July from carry-on bags around the country.
Wow.
85 of those were loaded, and 26 of those had a round in the chamber. Although the laws vary from state to state, you simply cannot bring a loaded gun onto an airplane on your carry-on.
Yeah.
You cannot do that.
Let alone one that's chambered.
Yes, you can be arrested, fined up to $11,000 for it. Kudos to Atlanta, by the way, who had 10 of those 96. That's the most of any single airport. 10 guns
in one week. I can't even get in with a little water left in my water bottle.
Yeah, I hear you.
I don't want a loaded
for
gun.
That open. Yeah. All right, so here you go. I know you've always wanted to do this. Now you can spend the night in Donald Trump's childhood home.
Oh, yeah, because that's not creepy at all.
Yeah. The president's boyhood New York City house listed on Airbnb. You can stay in the 1940 Tudor-style Queens home for just $725 a night.
Ooh,
what
a steal.
Listing. Well, it's a five-bedroom house.
Okay.
Sleeps up to 20 people.
Oh, you can split it, have a party.
Yeah,
I suppose that's probably right. So that's just $37 a person.
Nice.
To live like Trump. Amenities include a life-size Donald Trump cutout. Of course it would.
Well, I mean, you still don't get to live life like Trump.
Yeah.
You just get to live in his house.
Yeah, does it come with a private jet, too?
Yeah, really. But I love these houses. Okay, five bedrooms, sleeps up to 20 people. Maybe. I mean, maybe.
Yeah, depends on
your. Well, you know, they've got some pull-out sofas, and there's probably more than one bed in some of those bedrooms.
You know what?
I bet it's a real dump.
Well, no, it sold for like $4 million, not that long ago.
That was in reference to his comment.
I see. I'm sorry. I missed it. Sorry. I was flying over that. I missed that. Anyhow, I just get stuck on the idea of, oh, yeah, man, this house will sleep 16 people. It's perfect. Y'all just come for a football game.
Yeah,
okay, fine. All right. NBC shutting down their comedy streaming service. Did you even know they have one?
No.
That
really?
Might be part of the problem. If you were a fan of NBC's comedy streaming service, can you name it?
Oh, you're talking about CISO, aren't you?
You do know about
it.
I do because I'm a big fan of podcasts, and it's all the podcast people are on this, Paul F. Tompkins, who does Spontanea Nation on Earwolf. He has a show called Bajillion Dollar Properties and things like that. And yeah, they're and Comedy Bang Bang, all those guys. That whole company is now going under, and NBC's trying to shop around those properties now.
Chelsea, did you understand anything he just said?
Nope.
I mean, once again, those are words I know, but in that order, they made no sense to me. I've heard of Comedy Bang Bang.
Yeah.
Yeah. But,
yeah. I listen to that pretty regularly.
Okay,
you know Bob and David, right, from Mr. Show?
Nope.
Mr. Show from Bob and David on HBO?
Nope.
No idea.
It just
idea.
Came out with a Netflix. Okay, anyway. Nope. Well,
yeah, that's okay. That's cool. That's all right. That's
Paul
all right.
F. Tompkins and Scott Aukerman, the guys from Comedy Bang Bang and all that stuff, they're like the producers and writers and stuff of that,
okay.
like that. And
all
so
right.
Okay.
They have a podcast company. They're kind of the pioneers of podcasts.
Ah.
So, yeah.
What?
Yeah, they're the big names in podcasting.
But they didn't start it.
I don't know if they were the first ones to ever podcast, but Comedy Bang Bang's been around forever.
But you're right. CISO made its debut in January. It'll be shutting down before the end of the year. So
yep.
All right. In the meantime, Hunger Games and Twilight reboots may be happening. Because you want more of that. The CEO of family company Lionsgate has implied that the studio is looking to produce more installments of the spinoffs of the Hunger Games and Twilight franchise, provided that they get Stephanie Meyer and Hunger Games writer Suzanne Collins to agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't have somebody else going in and writing that
stuff. No, not at all.
Well, and I don't think Stephanie Meyer would want anybody else to do that.
True.
Either she's going to do it or it's not going to get done.
True.
Which would make sense. And, you know, Chelsea, before you came to work here, of course, Twilight was in its absolute zenith. I mean,
right.
It was hot. And Mr. Downs recorded passages of it.
I got to actually record him doing that. I was like, nobody has a job this awesome.
Oh my!
No, you've got to. What you have to do is you have to get Frito to pull some of that audio up for you.
Hello. We'll do.
What?
Yeah, I don't know if you've already mentioned this, but as long as you're talking about reboots, the biggest reboot announcement this week came that they're talking about bringing King of the Hill back.
Yes!
Yes.
Are they?
I am so pumped if they do this.
Will they pick it up right at that point, or will Bobby be off in college and we'll...
Oh, no. Bobby, no. They don't...
I hate I know his
characters
name.
Characters don't grow up.
Yeah, they don't age.
I hate I know his name.
They don't. Okay. Yeah, me too.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Are you working today?
Yeah, I am. You know, it's Animal Day, and we've got a whole passel of them.
Hey, by the way, video of a pink dolphin out there this morning.
Yeah.
You know, I heard that. They're relatively rare, by the way.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Just so you'd know that.
Thanks
a
lot.
I know you're never around dolphins.
So neither of you guys are fans of King of the Hill.
I've never seen an episode.
My gosh.
You know, you two...
My God.
Scott and Chelsea, you guys have a lot in common. I guess I'm just cool.
No. But look.
Can we start talking about Real Housewives again?
Chelsea's parents are from New York, okay? They're not part of the Texas culture. I mean, they are from their
King of the Hill is Texas culture?
A better show that's ever been made that explains Texas culture better than King of the Hill.
That's true.
Thank you. Okay.
Well, every once in a while I pull out my New York card, so I guess I'll just have to do it there.
And that's the go watch it. It's on Netflix.
I know what you guys are talking about. Like, I've seen the commercials and I've probably seen parts of an episode, but I've never just sat down and watched it.
Here's the deal, and here's the reason that it works is because, and you have, even though but you were born here, so I mean, you are a Texan.
Well, yes, absolutely.
And you, when you watch that show, you will say, oh, I know people like that.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay.
It's a depiction of literal Texas culture, not like some sort of a parody of Texas or anything. It really feels like it. I mean, Arlen, Texas, which is a fictional town, is almost identical to the town I grew up in, which is a suburb of Houston. You know, I mean, it's pretty accurate.
And Hank sells propane and propane products.
Propane accessories.
Exactly.
Right. All right.
Yeah. Anyway, it's fun. It's just a matter of...
One of my faves.
Yeah, okay. All right, here you go. This is shocking. Nudist groups and camps around the country are still having a hard time recruiting young people.
Really?
They want young people to come to the nudist camps. The American Association of Nude Recreation, there's your first clue, estimates 90% of the membership is... older than 35. Yeah, okay. Does that surprise you in any way, shape, or form?
No, because at that point, when you reach that point in your age, you're like, well, I don't care.
Yeah, okay. Michigan bank teller apparently flustered a would-be bank robber by asking just one question. Suspect had entered the bank and handed the teller a small piece of cardboard that said, give me your money.
I have a gub?
No, didn't even say the gub. He told the teller to hurry up, but she said, well, don't you have a bag put it in? I don't know if she had that accent or not.
That's funny.
He didn't. He got flustered out of the bank.
All you have to do is ask them a question.
That's it. Because they had not planned. Well, once again, it's a guy.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. He didn't plan ahead.
No. Yep. They don't think anything through.
Women think things through. Guys just go, I think I'll do that. All right. 8:28.
Rossa K with Your Money Now. Another snapshot of inflation trends today when producer prices for July come out. They're expected to show a rise of 0.1%, the same pace as in June. Core producer prices are forecast to rise by 0.2%, double June's increase. United Airlines is ramping up service from several of its hub cities to winter weather destinations. Starting in late December, the carrier will boost capacity on 20 routes to ski markets in Colorado, Wyoming, Idaho, Montana, and Nevada. Ford's deployed 5 teams of investigators from Texas to New Hampshire to look into police department reports of exhaust fumes inside their SUVs. Ford blames improper aftermarket installations on the Explorers for holes and uncovered spaces near taillights or rear lift gates that can allow colorless and poisonous carbon monoxide to seep inside the cabin. Stocks cooled as U.S. North Korean relations soured, with the Dow giving back 36 points. The Nasdaq shed 18, S&P 500 off a fraction. Futures are down. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated, price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $28 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-244-6060. That's 1-800-244-6060. 1-800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You may have heard of the Wisconsin vending machine company that's begun implanting microchips in all their employees' right hands. A tech columnist for USA Today is predicting that eventually everyone will be chipped. It's just a matter of time. Kim Commando with your Thursday Digital Consumer Tech Update. Three Square Market makes vending machines that sell everything from coffee to soft drinks, soup, sandwiches, and candy bars. Microchipped employees simply swipe their hand to pay for products. A hand swipe can also open doors, just like using a key card. Except the chip is embedded. The chips have no GPS, at least not yet. Obviously, the company is experimenting to one day market this idea. I don't need to get into the personal privacy or biblical prophecy ramifications of all this, but I can tell you that legislators in Pennsylvania have introduced a bill to prohibit employers from making microchipping mandatory. This is a good start, but eventually, USA Today may be right. All the tech news is updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
If you have a small business, you know that customers are your lifeline. And keeping your ever-growing list of customer names, addresses, messages, and invoices organized can be a nightmare. So let me introduce you to Zoho and its amazing CRM tool. CRM stands for Customer Relationship Manager. Imagine every customer detail, a complete history of every phone call, email, order, and proposal. Zoho can even tell you the best time to call or email. Turn cold leads into interested prospects and prospects into paying customers. Zoho automates follow-up emails and customer payment reminders. All of your contacts and leads in one place where you can keep track of the entire sales process, leaving you more time to run your business and close more deals. Start today. Visit ZohoCRM.com. That's ZohoCRM.com. Go now and get 10 users in your company free. That's ZohoCRM.com.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 78 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center, treating children and adults by board-certified physicians 24/7. For medical care and emergency room needs, your care is our signature. Visit ercare24.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. There was a record number of volunteers and a record response to this year's Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce Survey of Business Owners and Employees. The results presented by Chamber President Glenn Brewer to Brazos County Commissioners were almost entirely positive. A continuing concern is the lack of qualified applicants for construction jobs.
In 2016, under construction, only 25% of the people surveyed in construction thought that that they were getting quality applicants, and it's 26% this year.
This comes with the projection of more construction jobs coming to the Twin Cities.
60% thinks that there's going to be an increase in construction employees compared to 42% last year. So we know there's a lot of construction going on.
This year's results were based on 53 responses from those in construction. Overall, almost 200 volunteers visited nearly 1,200 businesses, collecting responses from 1,000 owners and employees. The president of Texas A&M told the Board of Regents yesterday among the biggest challenges to continued growth is reducing the ratio of students to faculty, which Michael Young says means hiring more faculty.
If we simply went to the UT faculty ratio, we would have to increase our faculty size by 28%. If we went to our Vision 2020 peers, we would have to increase our faculty size by a third.
Joining Michael Young in requesting more faculty was the leader of the A&M Health Science Center, Dr. Carrie Byington.
For College of Medicine, we have one of the largest colleges of medicine in the United States with 800 students. We have 168 employed faculty members. For a College of Medicine our size, we would be expected to have 1,600 employed faculty members.
Byington says the HSC has about 13 students per faculty member, where the ratio at other centers is 2 faculty members per student. The city of Bryan has announced 2 new department heads. The new Parks and Recreation Director is Linda Cornelius, who city manager Keene Register says comes from similar positions in Highland Village, north of Dallas, and Bernie.
She served as a recreation superintendent for the city of College Station. We look forward to having Linda join us and continue the progress made in Parks and Recreation.
And the new manager at Coulter Field Airport is Brandon Reed. After graduating from Texas A&M, Reed was in the Air Force, logging 2,500 hours as a navigator, and after that spent time at the Pentagon. Scott will visit with Brandon Reed in just a few minutes. And around 3 inches of rain this week in Brazos County isn't enough to remove drought concerns. Deputy Emergency Management Coordinator Jason Ware told county commissioners that they were preparing to ask for a burn ban before this week's rain.
The scale ranges from 0 to 800, with 800 being on the high side, and we're about 666 before the rains yesterday. So that we're looking for that scale to go down some.
According to the Texas A&M Forest Service, Robertson and Waller counties are among 90 in the state that remain under a burn ban. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 78 degrees. You can text us any time of the day with your news, photos, and videos. 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you or your loved ones need emergency medical care fast, remember Signature Care Emergency Centers. We're available 24 hours a day to deliver on-demand and the most reliable care for you. Our experienced nurses and board-certified physicians have years of unmatched experience. Our state-of-the-art facilities will get you the most effective treatment, period. Plus, we accept all major private insurance carriers for your convenience. For more, call 213-577-5555 or click ercare24.com. Signature Care Emergency Center, located on Texas Avenue South, across from Kohl's.
Are you ready to get the college degree you've always dreamed of? Or looking for quick training for a new career? Then look no further than Blinn College. Blinn's academic transfer rate consistently ranks among the highest in the nation and recently earned national recognition for affordability. With workforce education, online and fast-track courses available, Blinn has the perfect course for you. Classes begin soon, so register now at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
If you're looking for a way to truly help children in need, become a CASA volunteer. CASA stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocate. It means that you'll represent the best interest of a child in need in court. You'll work with attorneys and social workers to make sure that child is safe in the foster care system. You won't be a foster parent, but you will be a voice making a real difference at a critical turning point in his or her life. Because every child deserves a chance, and that chance is you. Volunteer today at becomeacasa.org.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:37. Let's have a look at the weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Well, high temperature day, about 96, 97. We're going to have that all the way through the weekend. Heat index is going to be the story. 106 probably today, 109 tomorrow, and just not much relief. It's going to be pretty sweltering out there, and we've got 79 degrees right now. Let's head over to Austin. If you guys didn't have air conditioning, you'd be done, wouldn't you? John Rainey joins us.
I think you're correct. It's getting kind of hot over here.
Yeah, it is now. And finally, it looks like things are starting to move, and first of all, I guess what's going to happen, what's on the agenda for today?
We're going to have kind of a short calendar, and I don't have it in front of me what bills are up, but we will be voting probably today or tomorrow on a calendar rule that will bring the SB6 to the floor with the no opportunity to amend it. That's the only way calendars is going to let it out. So if that passes, then we'll visit with Bill and decide up or down.
Okay, now SB6, that's the bathroom bill, right?
Excuse me. No.
SB1.
SB1, the property tax bill.
Okay, and you're going to debate that on Saturday? Is that probably right?
That's the case right now. I'm hopeful that if we pass that calendar rule, then that we can suspend the rules and go ahead and bring it up Friday, and maybe I can come home for Saturday.
Now, and the House version, so people understand, this has to do with the idea of requiring votes if cities and counties decide to raise the property tax above a certain percentage. Now, where are you as far as the percentage in the House, and what's the percentage in the Senate?
The House is going to bring that out at 6%. And I think, and I could be corrected here, it's either 5 or 4% from the Senate bill.
But it's not the same. We know that. It's not the same as that. So now... That's going to have to end up being in a conference committee, and they come up with whatever that magic number or percentage will be?
They will, but still it has to be voted on by each body, too. So, it can come back from conference and be different, but that doesn't mean we have to accept or reject, whichever way it would be.
You know, both mayors who come in just are really, really, they don't want to be boxed in by this, and we haven't necessarily talked to the county judge or the county commissioners about it, but there's no reason to, now, speaking for them, there's no reason to think that they don't feel the same way. They don't want to be boxed in.
They feel the same way. I've visited with them, and my concern, and I think I've said this before, is that a one-size-fits-all doesn't really work for a growing and bustling county like in the two cities in Brazos County. I'm just concerned that we do box people in. And I know people are unhappy with property tax, and we've visited about this before. Part of that is because the state hasn't been picking up what many people feel would be their fair share of the school taxes. And that's where most of the growth is coming, is in school taxes, not in city and county taxes.
Sure. Now, you mentioned you said SB6, and I know you didn't mean that, but now that is the bathroom bill.
It's not going to come to the floor.
Okay, so that's that's pretty much quiet. Now, that brings to point then, can we do, we're going to get the sunset bill passed, and looks like property bill. Is there any reason to believe that there would be a special session number two in your view?
I don't think so. We've hashed and rehashed these issues multiple times and can't seem to come to a conclusion that matches on both sides of the Capitol. So I don't really see any need for another session. It's an interesting concept. I want to say this. I don't know anybody that likes to pay that property tax bill. It comes all at one time. A lot of people pay it in their mortgage, but if you got your mortgage paid off, you're going to pay it yourself.
Right.
And they think, well, that's just part of my mortgage payment. But when it hits, it's usually a sizable amount of money for a taxpayer, and we're all worried about that. What are the alternatives? And the only alternative I have heard of is a personal income tax. And that is would require a constitutional amendment. I'm not suggesting it, frankly, because I don't believe it would pass, and I'm not particularly for it. But what do we do to raise money for schools? And there is the big problem. And the property tax has been the answer for many, many years, I guess forever. And I just don't know what the other answer would be. We tried the franchise tax several years ago to get relief, and now businesses are complaining, and I have personally complained also about the franchise tax because you have to pay it whether you made any money or not.
Sure, that's right.
And so we have actually reduced the franchise tax in, I believe, two sessions out of three that I've been here. And there is still an effort to just totally do away with it. So that was potentially $6 billion that would have gone in to support schools, and we don't have it.
John Rainey joining us this morning from Austin. Now I'm going to ask you to put on your hat as vice chair of the Higher Education Committee in the House. Yesterday, President Young speaking to the Board of Regents, talking about what he wants to do, everything he can to lower that ratio between professors and students, and apparently When you factor in the Health Science Center, we're talking they are way, way behind as far as having a number of faculty, and clearly that takes money.
Well, you know, we went through all of that this session. We had a reduced revenue primarily due to a decline in the oil industry, and we did everything we could to try to keep the institutions of higher education rolling as best we could. And I think we ended up doing a pretty good job for them. I don't know that we will ever have enough money for any agency, whether it be a university or the wildlife department or DPS or the prison system. I don't know that we'll ever have the amount of money that they want. And it seems like an insatiable appetite. And I'm not complaining. I'm just saying they all have goals that are nice, and we have limited resources, and we have to make those decisions in the Appropriations Committee and on the floor of the House and the Senate to determine what we can actually afford, and we have to have a balanced budget, and thank goodness we do.
Well, and then finally, probably I'd like to have you address the Hazelwood Act as well, because the President mentioned that. Of course, it's having to do with Texas veterans and paying for their education. It certainly has expanded well beyond what the intent was, it would appear, but where are we as far as the future of the Hazelwood Act?
Well, the Hazelwood Act, I'm sure there will be a study and an effort to try to get with universities and veterans groups during the interim and come up with some sort of a solution. It does have to be addressed, and it's not quite fair that we have passed legislation, which was told at the time to the legislator during the time that was passed that it had no fiscal impact. And maybe it didn't on the state directly, but it did end up having tremendous fiscal impact on the universities. And we need to address that and try to come up with some reasonable solution. I don't think even the author anticipated that it was going to be as expensive to universities as it is.
Well, all right, y'all get busy today and tomorrow, and maybe you do get to come home this weekend, and we'll have some things that will have moved on through the process. That'd be a nice thing.
Well, I think we're going to be through by next Wednesday.
Well, all right, we'll hope so. State Representative John Rady joining us. Thanks for the time this morning.
You bet. Bye.
Right, see you. All right, let's turn our attention now to what's going on. Aggieland Humanely is here this morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Great. What you got going on?
Well, we have lots and lots of dogs to choose from, so we have decided to go ahead and offer a 12 for 12.
Okay.
So what this is there's 12 dogs we've selected, and their adoption fee is $12. As one of them gets adopted, we will add another one to consistently have 12 available for $12 adoptions.
That's a neat deal.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we're just following through with the spirit of Aggieland and some 12s around here.
Yeah, that's it. Well, I mean, it's a selective group. You can't just pick any of them.
Correct.
But if they're in
correct.
The group, then do that. And if you're looking for a friendly little mutt friend for your mm-hmm. kiddos or yourself, then that's a good thing.
Yeah, and you know, and some of the dogs that are that are available, Blue is I don't know, we'll call it a corgi mix.
Okay.
It's a bit out of an older dog, so if you're looking for something a little calmer, just going to take a very leisurely stroll with you, he's a great option. And we go all the way up to Merida, who's a pit bull, black or blue and white pit bull that will chase a ball for days, but we do have to be careful she doesn't overheat.
Okay, sure.
And then Irwin as well, who's a black lab mix, and he really enjoys his ball, not quite as excessively as Merida does.
Great but, names on the dogs, though.
Yes, so you never know what you're gonna. We really sometimes have to think outside the box when it comes to some names. But so again, then there's 12 total, but those are just three of them that are currently available for adoption. Mm-hmm. And we're looking towards the end of the summer. You know, we are still needing foster homes because some of our fosters have left. Now for their last hurrah of summer vacation, we often are putting pets into foster care for maybe some medical issues. We have one little dog that came in with a leg issue, and fortunately, we're not going to have to amputate the leg.
Okay, good.
So, but he will have to go to foster care, and a lot of times we are anticipating an increase in the kitten season, kind of like a resurgence with kittens again this fall, because we had a lot of kittens come in this past spring, and it was a mild winter, no flooding or anything this past spring, so quite a few number of kittens, and then we're probably going to see some second litters coming out, or those kittens that were born this spring having their first litters this fall.
Sure.
So we'll need fosters that are willing to take on kittens that are too young to be adopted out, and put them, just kind of hang on to them, socialize them, and get them back when they're 8 weeks and 2 pounds, because that's when they're available for adoption. So if you're interested in foster care, there's definitely more information on our website. It's great for those that are not consistently at the same home all the time. So, you know, or students where, you know, you're moving semester to semester, or it's just too busy. Instead of that lifelong commitment, just temporarily have a pet.
Yep,
it's great.
Okay.
And we provide everything you need. So more information on our website, aggielandhumane.org. And remember, mark your calendars. October 22nd, it is a Sunday. That will be Wienerfest this year, taking sponsorship and vendor applications now as well. And Perfect Pageant wraps today. So check that out on the website also.
All right, tell us your weekend hours.
Saturdays 11 to 3 and weekdays 11 to 6.
All right. Thanks a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Visit with folks from Aggieland Humane on Thursdays on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Kayla's here this morning from the city of Bryan. And how are you today?
We're doing well. How are you?
Doing well.
One day closer to fall.
There you go.
This humidity, y'all.
That's what we were talking about, is the little things that make a difference in that first day when you get to go outside and you can smell the fall in the air. We'll be ready for it.
Yes.
You brought a guest with you today.
I did. We have our new airport manager, Mr. Brandon Reed, here to talk to you about joining the team to run Coulter Field.
Hey, Brandon, how are you?
Good, sir. How are you?
Great.
Good morning.
Good. We just had a little story about you this morning that told us a little bit about your background, but in case they didn't hear that, tell us what you were doing before you came here.
Yes, sir. I just spent 20 years in the Air Force, graduated from A&M in 96, joined the Air Force in 97, and just spent the last 20 years serving the country. I was a navigator on C-130s, have flight time on some other aircraft as well. Most recently came out of the Pentagon, living just south of D.C., working on headquarters Air Force staff.
And how long was your commute time?
Well, in the morning it was about an hour, and in the afternoon it was about an hour and 20.
You don't have to worry about that now, do you?
No, sir. Yeah. I got no complaints about 20 minutes on Highway 6.
Well, you know, and Coulter Field has ended up really growing to become a tremendous asset for people. We were discussing the other day, I think when Joey Dunn was in here, that there really is an alternative for people who want to fly into that part of the city, and that that developmentally is important for us.
Yes, sir, it absolutely is. And speaking of some of that development, we've got the box hangar and the new 10-unit T-hangar, which I believe Kevin Russell has discussed in the past. Mm-hmm. That's going to break ground hopefully within the next 4 to 6 months. And if folks go out there today, they'll actually see that there's some survey work. We've got a new game fence, which is going on the east side of Coulter and the south side as well.
Okay. And it's a great place to have a nonprofit organization get together. I've been to a few fundraisers out there. It's really, you have a tremendous facility out there. You really do for a lot of different things.
Yes, sir, absolutely. The Bryan Business Council has the hangar, which is open for nonprofit organizations to come in, like you said. And we'll be hosting the next one coming up, I think, April, May. Scotty's House.
Okay, sure.
We'll be out there. Yes, sir.
They've done that for a few years. Now, what's on the drawing board as far as down the road? Well, how much growth can we see at Coulter Field, and how can it change, let's say, 10 years from now?
So I can tell you that we're looking for both private and more city development, looking for more hangars. We have one federal organization. I don't know if I can name them, but we've got one federal organization that's going to be coming in and building up a couple buildings to include a hangar. And if people are familiar, we've got the runway, and then we've got the taxiway, which parallels Wallace Road. And we're really interested in developing that entire section for, like I said, commercial aviation-related and private development.
Yeah, well, it's a great asset, that's for sure. Well, thanks for coming in, and keep us posted as things change out there, will you?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, and glad to be here in the Brazos Valley.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
All right, what else you got for us today?
Well, it's almost back to school, right? So I know we're ready for fall. But first, you have to shop and prepare for all your kiddos going back to school. So August 11th through 13th is tax-free holiday. So on a number of really important items like school clothes, their new shoes, their backpacks and supplies, if they're priced under $100, they're tax-free. So you save about $8 on every $100 that you spend.
Right.
So think about shopping locally and getting all of your kiddos' needs taken care of over the 11th through the 13th, if that's actually set by the state. So also, our finance department was recently awarded the Traditional Finances Transparency Star Award for 2017, and the state comptroller doesn't just hand those awards out. There's a lot of different things, different steps that have to be done to actually qualify and be given that award. And Bryan was actually the 44th city to be designated as such.
Congratulations.
Well, we're pretty excited about it. Yeah, especially since they revamped the program. So there were new parameters that had to be met. So congratulations to our finance department.
Yep.
Yes, and then if you go to the Children's Museum of the Brazos Valley, Bryan, Texas Utilities just recently donated a Light Bright. It's a huge Light Bright
thing.
Did you see it?
Isn't that neat?
It
is pretty cool.
Yeah, so it actually, you know, the mission of the museum is to engage children in learning hands-on and being interactive while developing fine motor skills.
The little Light Bright plug-ins are like the size of like a Coke can. I mean, they're big, right?
Yeah, yes, it's over 5 feet tall.
Wow.
So come on out, enjoy that exhibit. We'd love for you to take your kiddos and see what Bryan, Texas Utilities has brought to you.
Yeah,
so,
yep. Cool.
And then, of course, save the date for Texas Reds. It's coming up next month, September 22nd and 24th. And all of the information about the city is posted online at bryantx.gov. And then, of course, if you follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Super. Thank you. Appreciate
you
coming
in. Thanks for having us.
Yep. It's Thursday, and we visit with the folks from the city of Bryan. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Dayhill, a Xerox company. Dayhill, a leader in business solutions for over 20 years, specializing in local service, local sales, local knowledge. Dayhill, 774-2200.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. And it's about to get worse. The IRS just hired an army of new tax enforcers. So, if you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. Optima has access to a special IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop that army of new enforcers from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. Call now for your free consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity sales event is going on now. Kubota's RTVX series is the best-selling diesel utility vehicle in the industry, setting the standard for being durable and reliable under all kinds of conditions. Right now, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR for up to 48 months, or great customer instant rebates. Now through September 30th, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WEC Tractor, Normandy Tractor, or TexasKubotaDealers.com.
At Zornemann Flooring, we love helping turn your house into a home. From floors to showers and even backsplashes, we have a wide selection of all leading brands. Need help with colors and designs? We can help with that too. Whether you are building a new home or remodeling your existing, we are here to help. Oh, and P.S., our prices are pretty great too. Find us at the corner of Boonville and Wildfire Drive in Bryan or at zfloors.net. Zornemann Flooring, where it's our pleasure to make you happy.
3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. So there's this story.
For the general manager of a company that makes backyard bomb shelters, the threat of North Korean nukes means business is booming.
Now that North Korea has announced they have the ability to attack and hit with an ICBM all of the West Coast, our sales are going up there.
In fact, says Gary Lynch of the Rising S Company, West Coast sales have increased by 90% over the past 2 weeks. These bomb-proofs, he says, are not your grandparents' fallout shelters.
The days of being in a dark, enclosed dungeon type of a bomb shelter are over. You can live in comfort now, and it'd just be an extension of your home.
Be it ever so humble. Carolyn Q, Fox News.
Yeah, the comfort. While there's... You know, the world is being destroyed above you, but that's
fine.
Okay. Yeah. As long as you've got your team,
live in
though,
comfort.
Everyone I know is dead, but this chair is so comfortable.
Oh, wonderful.
All
right. Just letting you know, I got that working for you. Okay, now, yesterday we were doing this and we got sidetracked.
Mm-hmm.
I never have.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
When?
We were talking about really small things that excite you. And before you knew it, we were off to something else. So here's some others. Waking up thinking it's time to wake up, but then you find out you really don't have to wake up yet.
Yeah.
Clutch.
There's a good thing.
Yep.
When I let someone merge in front of me and I get that wave of appreciation.
Oh, I love the wave. I always give the wave.
Yep. Getting a package in the mail.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's like Christmas.
Walking by the exhaust of an apartment complex while someone in the laundry room is using their dryer sheet.
Nice.
If it's a good one, yeah.
Yeah. And here's what we were just talking about a minute ago. That first day when you wake up, you go outside and you can feel fall in the air.
Yeah, and you smell someone burning something.
It only takes till about November around here.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Now, when you wake up, though, too early, sometimes that can be awful because you're like, oh, now I got like 5 more minutes and I can't fall back to sleep now.
I'm thinking more like on Saturday.
Okay, so you wake up and you think, ooh, I get to go back to sleep.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. All right, so before we leave, stuff that you can, you know, go into the break room and just tell people about, and they'll be really amazed. The three most painful stings in insects are the bullet ant, the warrior wasp, and the tarantula hawk spider wasp.
Ooh, they have such great names.
That's the other thing. It's just the name that would be enough, I would think. Howard Johnson's Hotels is a luxury brand in China.
Really?
They're 4- and 5-star, right. And Zachary Taylor was president when he was speaking at Dolly Madison's funeral, and he invented the term First Lady.
Oh.
He's the guy who did that.
And now he does sports for us. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. All right, we're back tomorrow. WTAW College Station, right.